The official start of winter is still about 2 weeks away. However, winter weather has been in the headlines across much of the country over the past several days. Around here, we've gotten a couple of little rounds of wintry weather, one that began the weekend, another one that ended the weekend and started off the work week. It's been a weak system lifting through. It's not really bringing any heavy amounts of precipitation. However, the storm was energetic enough to produce a light amount of snow and ice that led to a number of accidents on our roadways, a lot of slippery travel conditions. So it doesn't take much to cause problems, and sometimes these smaller and weaker storms can cause a lot of travel issues. Right now, we're still seeing a little bit of precipitation. There's nothing particularly heavy on radar. However, there are some little spits of drizzle and mist and even some snow showers across the north. And in between, the air is still cold enough for some light freezing rain and drizzle. And as we work into the late day and early evening hours, there's still going to be the potential for some icy spots, especially across the north country and in areas well to the east of the capital region. Later on tonight, we might see some of that light mix transition back to flurries as the storm system will lift away. During the day tomorrow, another storm will pass to our south. This one will track off the North Carolina coast, tracking far enough to the south that for most areas there will be no snowfall. However, the northern fringe of the storm will bring some snow to our southern areas. Potentially about 2 to 4 inches of new snow is possible for the mid and lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut during the day tomorrow. The northern fringe of the storm will probably reach to about the capital region, where there might be a light coating of snow during the day tomorrow. And across the north country, there's not much snow in the forecast tomorrow, though there might be a few flurries from time to time. Then the big story becomes the cold and lake effect snow as we work towards Wednesday and Thursday. It's really going to feel like the middle of winter around here during the second half of the week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, a chance of a light wintry mix this evening, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 20s to around 30. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy with the chance of a light wintry mix or flurries this evening, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, a chance of flurries or light snow, high in the upper 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a period of snow likely, high in the upper 20s to around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-20s, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries or light snow, high in the upper 20s to around 30. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun with areas of lake effect snow, windy, high in the 20s to around 30, and on Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers mainly in lake effect areas, cold with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.